What's going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. I am your host, Josh Preppy Gina, back again for an action-packed week of MMA. And this week, a little different, a little bit of wrestling. It's been a while, but we did have a big week in wrestling, so we will cover that. But first, before we get into any news or any breakdowns, reviews, or previews, leave a like on your preferred podcast player, share, review, and subscribe, please. That's how we get more listeners to the show. That's how people find out that the show even exists. So do that if you like it. If you don't like it, let me know as well. That way I know that I have to improve. With that being said, let's get into the news. So, before I talk anything about MMA, I want to talk about last week's WrestleMania event live from Tampa. Very brief thoughts on it. If you want to hear my complete thoughts on the show, if you don't know, before I started this podcast, I used to work with a podcast called the Matt Madness Podcast. That podcast is still putting out shows here and there. We get together for big shows. So WrestleMania is a thing we do. Whenever there's like San Diego Comic-Con, we all get together and make sure we review that. But that podcast is ran by ALO, Aaron Lloyd. And I was a guest on it this week, a co-host once again. I call it my first love because it was the first podcast that ever gave me a chance to talk on the mic. It's probably the reason that I'm still doing this to this day because I enjoy it so much. And basically, if you want to hear my full thoughts on WrestleMania, check that podcast out. But on here, I want to talk about it a bit because there was a lot of cool things that happened on Mania and a lot of MMA influence that I would like to talk about. So first off, if you turned on the show, you'll notice that they were in an arena with fans. For me, this is one of the first like pretty big live shows that I got to see that had fans. So for me, it was crazy to see, but I wasn't like, oh, this shouldn't happen. You know, like there's been times where even I'm driving and I look and I'm like, oh, that's a lot of people. Like, I'm going to stay away from that. But I didn't look at WrestleMania and say, oh, that's a lot of people. Because I think the stadium was big enough. It's open air. To me, it felt a lot safer than some of these smaller shows I see running at 30% or 25% capacity. Now, of course, there's going to be your, you know, isolated incidents, which it's already starting to trickle out. But I don't want to get into that. I want to talk more about the wrestling, starting off the two nights with, and obviously I'm just going to hit on the high notes here. Like I said, if you wanted to hear my full review, it'll be on the Matt Madness Wrestling Podcast live now. Starting off the two nights, Bobby Lashley, the champion, going against the challenger, Drew McIntyre. Bobby Lashley, obviously, his roots also in MMA. He used to wrestle for the Army, as well as he had a brief MMA career with Bellator. He defeats Drew McIntyre by submission. Drew McIntyre never tapped. He did pass out. I thought it was a good finish. I thought it was personally too early to take the belt off of Bobby Lashley, so I thought that this was the perfect scenario. And the dude really looks like an action figure. Like, you couldn't ask for a better-looking champion. If you're one of those old school wrestling fans where like they gotta be huge dudes, like Bobby Lashley is for you. Another highlight of the night was Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. This is kind of like your work rate match. Like, if you're really into like people being innovative in the ring and just like working together really well, this was the match that you really wanted to watch. You had the sports entertainment with Bad Bunny and Damian Priest defeating The Miz and John Morrison. It's so funny to think that the WWE was promoting Bad Bunny's tour like if he needed help. Like, no way. This dude is going to sell out regardless. And he did today and Thursday. Sold out relatively easy. So congratulations. He did a great job, though. You know, it's kind of hit or miss with celebrities. But Bad Bunny really put in that work. And you hear a lot of the wrestlers talk about how great it was to see him day in and day out at the Performance Center trying to improve and trying to make something of this match that he was going to have at WrestleMania. And it really showed. I thought he did great. And then the final match of night one, which I loved the most maybe of both nights, Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks in the main event. First women's single match main event of WrestleMania. First black women, both people, in a main event at WrestleMania. And it really did feel special. Not just because of that. There was just something in the air that night. And it was fantastic. I urge you to go see this match because it was that damn good. Bianca Belair has developed leaps and bounds from where she was when she first started. She always had the character. She always had the charisma. But the work rate is where it really caught up recently. She is a fantastic performer. And Sasha Banks is just the best. She is fantastic. Please go watch this match if you haven't seen it yet. Even knowing that Bianca Belair won, it's still worth the rewatch. Night two, I think if you're going to watch night two, I think that you should watch Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. That felt special. You know, and this is the loser fan in me. That felt special for the simple fact that these guys are, like, legit best friends, grew up in the business, and are having a singles match, like, non-title singles match at WrestleMania. You get your YouTube boxer in there with Logan Paul taking the stunner from Kevin Owens. All around, a lot of fun. You have your MMA influence with Riddle getting defeated by Sheamus for the U.S. title. Riddle is a damn character. So good in the ring, man. But he plays like this stoner character, and it's strange, man. But he's another one. Like, when they put the title on him, he looks like a million bucks. I thought that they were taking the U.S. title off of him to kind of pair him with Bobby Lashley to just, like, hold over for time. But, like, the first thing Bobby Lashley did on Monday was defeat Riddle. So that has no juice. Apollo Crews versus Big E was really fun. Obviously, it was good to see Rhea Ripley defeat Asuka for the women's title. And then you had Roman Reigns defeating Edge and Daniel Bryan. Great story in that match. A lot of fun to watch, and I loved the finish. Roman Reigns is the real deal as a heel. This is fantastic. Those are my short thoughts on WrestleMania. If you want to hear more, head to the Matt Madness Wrestling Podcast to hear it. Obviously, a lot of MMA influence, like I said, Riddle, Bobby Lashley, you know, Cesaro has a lot of great striking. Shayna Baszler, I didn't even bring her up, but she was there. So do yourself a favor and check out WrestleMania. One of the best WrestleManias in a long time. I got one piece of news for MMA this week, and it's very recent, as reported by MMA Fighting. Anthem Sports and Entertainment buys Invicta FC. Invicta FC will now leave Fight Pass and join Access TV and the Fight Network in Canada. If you don't know who Invicta FC is, Invicta FC got female legends like Cyborg and Amanda Nunes, as well as staples like Carla Esparza, Angela Hill, and Michelle Waterson, just to name a few. And Anthem Sports and Entertainment, obviously, you might know them for buying such brands as Impact back in the day. Also, they own Access TV, so with that deal, you've probably seen, I believe, Lion Fight is on there, and a few other mixed martial arts organizations. You also have had New Japan on there as well, and some other, I believe, kickboxing shows have been on Access. So Anthem continuing to grow their combat sports roster on Access TV, and I look forward to that. It's a pretty easy channel to find, so if you're ever bored, tune into Access. Chances are you might catch a fight replay on there or something live, to be honest, because they play stuff from all over, so you can always catch something on Access TV. And, you know, in if you're in Canada, you have the Fight Network, so... Let's get into some fight announcements. Gregor Gillespie is back. He's going to face Carlos Diego Fajera. Then we have, finally, the booking of Jan Blachowicz versus Glover Teixeira later on this year, as well as Amanda Nunes versus Juliana Pena for the 135-pound women's title. Speaking of women, Clarissa Shields is set to make her MMA debut on June 10th, and she will be facing the 3-6 Brittany Elkins. You know, I say that, and it sounds crazy, but this is what I got directly from her Instagram bio. She is a 155-pound pro MMA fighter with a 3-6 record. Now, here's the kicker, though. Here's what you really should think of when you're thinking about Clarissa Shields' debut against this woman. Brittany Elkin is 18-8 at Fight to Win. If you don't know what Fight to Win is, it is a grappling tournament that goes around the country. And a lot of people do Fight to Wins. It's like best case scenario for like certain local fighters where they can get a paycheck, you know, if they don't have a fight booked. So judging by that record, you know, it does, you know, a record never really tells a story, but she has a winning record, so chances are she's decent on the ground. And I think somebody who's decent on the ground has a better chance of finishing someone who has zero ground experience. Like, yeah, she put in a few hours recently with John Jones and Holly Holm. But let's be honest, you think these, you know, 3 months with those people is going to help her against a person who's had a lifetime of jiu-jitsu or wrestling? Like, it's going to be tough. You know, I'm rooting for her because I want to see her succeed, but it's no easy task anywhere, let alone the PFL. We've also had, finally, the official signing of Conor versus Poirier 3. And this match will be happening in Las Vegas. And as of now, there will be a full capacity crowd by the time that fight happens. Yes, there was a ton of jaw-jacking back and forth earlier this week, but honestly, now that the fight is signed, there's really no reason to recap that. But if you want to hear my thoughts, you know, if you're listening to this, chances are you're a hardcore MMA fan. And you know that when they fought the second time, Conor had made a promise to donate $500,000 to the Good Fight Foundation, which is Dustin Poirier's charity. So leaving that fight weekend, we expected that everything had already happened, that the money was already on its way, that Dustin would be able to get to work right away. Well, this week we found out that Dustin had made multiple calls to Connor's team and they never got the money. So there were some crazy things said back and forth, and Dustin kind of called Connor out in public about it. And Connor explained himself. He threatened to withdraw from the fight. But like I said, none of that matters. But do I think it was wrong that Dustin said some things that kind of could crush Connor's like public eye or whatever? You know what? All is fair in love and war, and Connor has said some of the most despicable things ever. So for me, it's you win some, you lose some. 10-9 Dustin. Sorry, Connor. Get over it. Let's get into some MMA reviews. So last week, when we uploaded, that same night we had Ryan Bader versus Lyoto Machida 2. This is the start of the light heavyweight Grand Prix. Now, Ryan Bader defeats Lyoto Machida by unanimous decision. And watching the fight, this is the Ryan Bader that I remember from the UFC. I wasn't, like, excited to see it. It was just, you know, a very seasoned light heavyweight. I wasn't like, oh, this guy's going to knock this guy out. Like, now, at heavyweight, I look at Ryan Bader like that. But something about his light heavyweight run recently, I'm not that excited about. Then, just some other notable names. In the co-main event, we had Liz Carmouche defeating Vanessa Porto by unanimous decision. Adam Borich defeating Jeremy Kennedy by unanimous decision. I thought Adam Borich looks great. He's always a lot of fun to watch. He is one of the most underrated 145-pounders in the world. Then we had Kat Zingano defeating Olivia Parker by submission in the very first round. Kat Zingano has looked great since moving to Bellator. Congratulations to Kat Zingano on that win. Saturday, during the day, we had UFC on ABC2. I think it was early, just my opinion, because of WrestleMania, and I don't think it was a bad idea. I worked on Saturday, so it was tough to watch the whole thing live, but I think by the time I tuned in, I was able to see, when did I actually tune in? I believe when I tuned in, it was the John McDessie fight. So, just starting off, at the beginning of the night, we had Impa Katsanganai defeating Sasha Pavlovic. Never good with those names. He defeated him by rear naked choke in the second round. Great comeback for Impa, man. He'll be in highlight form for the rest of his life, but only thing he can do from now on is win. Then just some other notable wins. Jack Shore defeating Hunter Azure. We had Jajaris Danho putting Jorgen De Castro to sleep in the very first round. If you didn't see this knockout, it was devastating. Please go watch it. Jorgen De Castro falls to 6-3 after that knockout loss, and it was devastating. Please watch that. Then we had John McDessie defeating Ignacio Bahamundes by split decision. John McDessie, man, that dude hits hard. You should have seen Ignacio's face after that fight. Really, really fun fight. Then we had Mateus Gamrot defeating Scott Holtzman by TKO in the second round. Joe Selecki defeating Jim Miller by unanimous decision. And then we had a fun fight with Daniel Rodriguez versus Mike Perry. Daniel Rodriguez getting the victory. Pretty dominating. You know, Daniel Rodriguez has fantastic boxing, and his boxing is so good that Mike Perry was trying to go for takedowns. Obviously, we know how good Mike Perry's hands are. He is not known for his takedown defense, so that showed a lot about Danny Rodriguez's hands. This is Mike Perry's first fight as a parent. Unfortunate for him, he's on a bit of a losing streak right now. And according to him, he has one fight left on his UFC contract. Let's see what the UFC does with him, if they throw him a bone and kind of give him a pick-me-up so that they're able to re-sign him to another one, or they let him fight out his contract and see if he can fight somewhere else. I totally see, like, Bellator picking him up, because I do think that he has value. He just needs someone to grow with, you know, like, he has the family now. Dude, get yourself some buddies and really grow yourself with a team. That's what you need. My favorite performance of the night, Mackenzie Dern defeats Nina Nunes at the end of the first round by armbar. She is such a beast, and she made Nina Nunes, formerly known as Nina Anzorov, look like a straight chump on the ground. It was as soon as she was able to pry the hand off, Nina was tapping like, I feel like before full extension, that's how much strength Mackenzie Dern had on that armbar. So congratulations to her. She gets herself a nice cushy spot in the women's strawweight rankings, taking Nina's spot at number 5. Congratulations to one of my favorite female fighters, Mackenzie Dern. Then we had another guy on a surging streak, Julian Marquez, defeating Sam Alvey by rear naked choke in the second round. You know, say what you want about Julian Marquez. I think he's a really fun fighter to watch. Some of the promos get a bit cringe for me, but in all honesty, they're working, so you can't really knock him for it. And as long as he keeps winning, he can do these things. So let's hope that he keeps winning and getting this public notoriety. Co-main event, Arnold Allen defeating Sadiq Youssef by unanimous decision. Nothing wild here, but it was good to see Arnold Allen and Sadiq Youssef back. I can't wait to see what both these guys have next, because Sadiq is so damn tough and Arnold Allen is so damn skilled. Let's see who the UFC throws these guys to next. Then in the main event, Marvin Vettori dominates Kevin Holland on the ground to a unanimous decision. Not the most exciting fight. Kevin Holland way more focused than he was the week before, or the few weeks before. But focus ain't going to help you slow down takedowns, man. Marvin Vettori took him down about 11 times, and Kevin Holland never stood a chance. So good on Marvin Vettori. I don't personally know what's next for him, but I know one thing, it ain't a damn title shot. But that was UFC on ABC2. Today is Thursday. Last night was Wednesday, which means we had one championship on TNT2. This event was held in Singapore, and it was on a tape delay. Lucky enough for me, I stood off Twitter, so I didn't see any results prior to watching this fight. But it was a two-fight main card. The Martin Wynn fight fell off. So we had a Muay Thai bout with Janet Todd versus Anne-Line Hoogstan. That was a lot of fun to watch. Janet Todd defeated Anne by TKO with a body kick in the third round. If you guys... Once again, the Muay Thai kind of steals the show for me. If you guys haven't seen Muay Thai, please, please watch it. It's like this. It's so much better than kickboxing. Like, just check it out, please. Especially these two girls. They were extremely skilled. Janet Todd is a beast. She's got some power. And that body kick was on point. In that third round, she hit it about 4 or 5 times. And then, in the main event, Christian Lee defeated Timofey Nastyukin by TKO in the very first round. Timofey got clipped by Christian Lee, fell down, kind of tried to scramble, but never really got his bearings back, and the ref stopped the fight after about 10 unanswered shots for Christian Lee. So, you know, Timofey was kind of arguing the stoppage, but it takes me back to Michael Chandler versus Pitbull, where it's like, dude, if you don't want the fight to get stopped, don't get clipped. Like, if you watch that fight, you could see how, like, how do I put it? How timid for that first few minutes Timofey was. And then, like, once he gets clipped, he can't really, like, gain his bearings, and that's all she wrote. You know, congratulations, Christian Lee. But I hated that Timofey was kind of, like, you know, arguing the fact that he wasn't done, and then like was weird about shaking Christian Lee's hand after. Like, come on, one, you guys are supposed to be this like all respect, like it's all martial arts over here, and there was clearly disrespect there with like not wanting to shake his hand. So that was one on TNT too. I watched it on mute because I was recording at the time, but just by the looks of it, I didn't see any issues like I did the week before. So this week starts off with Bellator live once again from the Fight Sphere in Uncasville, Connecticut. This is Bellator 257, Nemkov versus Davis 2. That is your main event. And this is also in the light heavyweight Grand Prix tournament. So, you know, Vadim Nemkov being the champion and being in the tournament, he has to defend his belt throughout the whole tournament. In the co-main event, we continue with that tournament with Corey Anderson versus... All right, I'm going to try to say this name. Dovletjvan Yaghizmuradov. 18-5-1 killer who is on a huge streak. Only his first fight in Bellator. So let's see if he can pose a challenge for the overtime Corey Anderson. Then we have Paul Daly versus Saba Homosi. We have Vita Ortega, who's fighting. We also have Julia Budd, who's back. Glad to see the ex-champ back. Raymond Daniels, one of the most fun strikers ever in MMA history. Vadim's brother Victor's on this card. Pedro Carvalho versus J.J. Wilson, as well as the returning Lance Gibson Jr., who is a great prospect that Bellator has. So, hey, another fun card. You know, as long as Bellator is putting them out, I'm going to consume them. And it's easy to watch, and it looks great on Showtime. So, good on Bellator, man. You guys are doing great. Then on Saturday, the UFC finally gives us the fight we were robbed of a few years ago, Robert Whittaker versus Kelvin Gastelum. That is your main event. Your co-main is Jakar Close versus Jeremy Stevens. We have Andre Arlovsky versus Chase Sherman, Abdul Razak Al-Hassan versus Jason Mulken, Luis Pena versus Alex Munoz, the returning Tracy Cortez versus Justin Kish, Alexander Romanov versus Juan Espino. Oh, that's going to be fun. Jessica Penne returning finally against Lupita Godinez. Then just a few other notable names. Gerald Meerschaert, Austin Hubbard, Tony Gravely versus Anthony Berchek. That's your fight starting the night. So these are a lot of fun fights, man. That should be a really good card. I'm looking forward to that main event, man. Robert Whittaker is such a damn beast. And I'm looking forward to seeing him perform against Kelvin Gastelum. You know, Kelvin Gastelum, unfortunate for him, a little past his prime. I'm sorry. But it still should be a really fun fight. Then, before we go, next Wednesday, we have John Lineker versus Troy Worthen in the main event of one on TNT 3. Some other notable fights, Nicky Holdskin versus John Wayne Parr. So hopefully that is on the main card so the world can see it. But you never know with one. Like, we expected a 3-fight card on TNT earlier this week, and we got 2. So we'll see what one does, man. Again, as long as one is putting them out, I'm going to consume them because it's right after AEW. And it's only like an hour. So what's the harm? There is none. Congratulations to one. You know, the ratings, they'll come eventually. Like, that doesn't... I'm not scared about that. You know what I mean? Like, they did 100 and... like 29,000 on the first week. And that was the most stacked week. And those aren't great numbers. You know, you finished 88th in cable. But I personally believe that the numbers will come. It's not something they should worry about. And one is in a good place. They really are. But that has been this week's jam-packed episode of YBE MMA. I am Josh Prepigina. You can find me on all forms of social media. Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram and Teespring at YBE MMA Podcast. And if you're around the podcast sphere, check out this week's Matt Madness, because I am back to talk all things WrestleMania, as well as WrestleMania figure reviews. So check that out. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.